At the beginning of Masechta Nida, the Mishnah establishes that in the case of a woman who saw dam, and the concern is that maybe the dam came earlier and any taras that she had come in contact with became tmeos. So the Mishnah establishes a concept that's called pkida. So you'll see that Hillel in the Mishnah says mipkida lepkida. And what that means is mibdika libdika. So it means that Rashi gives an example where she made a bedika on Yom Rishon, on Echad B'Shabbos, and she finds herself to be Tahora. Then, when she finds herself later on to be Tmeya, even if you want to go retroactive and be Metame, any sort of Taharis that she came in contact with, Misafek, we go only as far back as the Pekida. But that Pekida, that bedika that she had, will establish that at that time she was Tahora, and therefore any Taharis that she came in contact with before that bedika would certainly be Tahoros. And that's what we have here at Daf Beis. Now, we want to fast forward to Daf Hei, and we have a statement about two-thirds of the way down in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And he says the following. Adshe lifnei tashmish, which means until she makes a bedika before tashmish. And with regard to that bedika before tashmish, eino memayit kipkida. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is setting the standards for pkida. Pkida, as we said before, is that kind of a bedika which puts a barrier, which places a barrier beyond which in the Lamafreya situation there's no chshash of dam. What constitutes a pkida? Is it any bedika whatsoever, or does it have to be a bedika on a higher level, so to speak? The demands and the standards of bedika are greater in order to set up that bedika as a pkida to, again, as we said, to establish that there was no safek tuma before that bedika. Says Shmuel, I want to disqualify one particular bedika as a pekida. It cannot serve and reach the level of a pekida. And what's that? That's the bedika lifnei tashmish. So the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, why should the bedika before tashmish be any different than any other bedika? If any bedika tells me that she didn't see dam, and therefore, if you want to say that she's tmeil mafreya, she can only be tmeil mafreya up to, but not beyond, backwards beyond the bedika. Why shouldn't that apply to the bedika lifnei tashmish? Why is that not called, it's not qualified as a pekida? My time, says the Gemara, Amar Avkatina mitosha mahuma lebesa. What does this mean, mahuma lebesa? Rashi explains that mahuma lebesa memaheres leshamish. That's about, I'd say, 15 lines up from the bottom of the page. She's in a great rush, and therefore she doesn't do an adequate job. What does that mean, she doesn't do an adequate job? It's not the bedika that reaches the level of a pekida. Gemara says, v'chi mahuma lebesa mayhavi, so what? So she's in a rush. The Gemara answers, mitosha mahuma lebesa eina machneses, she doesn't penetrate with the aid lechorin ulistakin. So she does what we call a superficial bedika. We'll call it a bedika kala. That's what we called it last week, if you remember, kala with a kuf. And that bedika kala is not enough to establish that she definitely didn't have dam. So the obvious question is, what is she doing? What is she accomplishing with this bedika? If this bedika is not a pekida, it doesn't fulfill the requirements. It's mahuma lebesa. So if you take a look in the Chidushi HaRashba, he quotes a Raivit. And he says the following. Digdeg mikana Raivit zal, dechol lebaila, eina tzricha bedikas chorinus takiv. That there are two different functions or objectives of a bedika. One function of a bedika is labaila, to be matir her and establish that she's not tmeya
right now,
and she could have relations with her husband, correct? That's called labaila. And then there's another purpose, another objective of this bedika, to establish beyond any suffek that she did not have any tuma earlier than this bedika, and therefore any taras that she came in contact with are not suffek tmeos. And the Ravid says the following, that under these two objectives we can classify bedikas under these two categories. That's what the Rashba embellishes the Ravid. He says, Venirisha, who's Zal Nefarish? What the Ravid has in mind is mitoch Shemahuma Lebesa. Her purpose here is only to be matir her lebaila. Eina bodekas el mashitzarech. Whatever she needs for that purpose. To be matir her lebaila lebesa. And according to the Shitas HaRaivid, all that she needs, all that's required in order to be matir her lebesa is this kind of a superficial bdika that's not, that doesn't penetrate lechorin ulistakim. And he brings a raya from a Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. We didn't see the sugya there. The Gemara says, "Kevan shetova ein lecha bedika gedola mizu l'fisha nosenes daita umargeshes im yesh dam bebeis achitzon im ayin." So when she does the superficial bedika, she sort of consciously asks herself whether or not there's any possibility that she felt a dam coming out to the Beis Achitzon. And this is what's called a bedika litvir, which the Gemara says suffices to be matir halabayla. So when he's tovear and she makes this external bedika, she becomes very conscious and aware and in tune with her gosha in order to make sure that she doesn't have dam bebeis achitzon. However, the Ravid is not saying that this bedika lebesa, this bedika lebaila, fulfills the standards and the requirements of bedika with a hey ayidia, you know, the bedika. What would be the context in which we require a complete bedika, which would be bechorin ubistakin, even according to the Ravid? So he gives another number of examples. First of all, we have litaros. In other words, whenever there's a suffix of maga bitaros, that she may have been tmeya and she therefore contaminated the taros, then we're going to require a bedika of chorin ustakim. Nothing less will suffice. That's number one. Number two, he says that we're going to require a full-fledged bedika as far as a zava is concerned. What does he mean by bedika zava? So he breaks down bedika zava into two subcategories. Number one, bein behefseik tahara, for the first bedika in which she had until now a cheskas mayan pasua, correct, that she's seeing tam. Now she has to reverse that chazaka through a hefseik tahara. To do so, she's going to have to clarify with absolute certainty that there's no dam. For that, she needs, even according to the Ravid, a bedikas chorin ustakim. And number two, okay, she has the hefsek tara, but she still is a zava. And in order to remove her status as a zava, she needs what's called bedikas zayin nekiyim, and all that requires chorin ustakim. The only kula that we have to lower the standards of bedika and waive the requirements of chorin ustakim is only labaila, and all the other bedikos, which he calls bedikos hamilos, milos means to establish a new chazaka or alternatively to establish that the taras that she was asuka ben are still toros, all those will require not a bedika kolduhu, but a bedika aschorin ustoki. Okay, we'll soon see that the Rashi himself is going to argue with the Ravid, but let's try to see how we can use the Ravid for our purposes. And here we have a chiddush of the Chavas Das. So the Chavas Das wants to say the following. That, and this is the first Chavas Das in Kuf Pei Vav. You may have a photocopy of it. I find it a little bit too hard on my eyes, this photocopy. Okay. And the Chavas Das of the Nesivis wants to say the following. Again, we'll get back to the Rashba sheet in just a minute. The Rashba just presents the Ravid, but the Chavas Das really wants to use the Ravid for whatever he can. And he basically wants to present a new thesis, a new understanding based on this Ravid of Rabbeinu Chanana. So let's go back and review Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana is of the opinion that the Gemara Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in Paskening, like Rab Chanina Ben Antignos, is establishing in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses that she requires Bedika Labayla, not Lataros, because Rabbeinu Chanal accepted the Eastern Mepharshi of Rashi, and Paskin like that Dea, that even in a case where she's not Osekis Bitaros, and it's purely Labayla, the requirement is that she needs a Bedika. But again, keep in mind that Rabbeinu Chananel did not specify what kind of bedika. Now that we have two categories of bedika, yesh lachkar, yesh listapik, which category of bedika did Rabbeinu Chananel require for an isha shein leveses kodim tashmish to be mater olabayla? Comes along the Chavas Das, invoking the Ravid, and he wants to suggest that Rabbeinu Chananel, who came up with this chumrah based on the fact that Shmuel accepted Rab Chanina ben Antignos, going to one day in Shmuel, that chumrah goes only so far as the bedika kala, this easy kind of bedika of what's called kinuach, meaning it's an external kind of bedika, and that's what we require in order, according to Rabbeinu Chanal, in order to be mater holabayla. But there was never a requirement of the full-fledged bedika ma'ala, ma'ula, let's say, we'll use that term, that's not exactly the Rashba's language, but ma'ula, of chorinu stokin. How does the Chavas Das reap the benefits of this chiddush? In two ways. First of all, we have this sugya on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph of Reb Zera. Reb Zera was asked whether or not we should encourage a woman to do bedika before tashmish. And first the Gemara says, what do you care? What do you lose by it? And the Gemara says, you lose by it, because shalotei libo nokfo, and therefore the maskana of Reb Zera on Daf Yud Beis, let's just see it inside one more time. It's always good to do a refresher. He says, lo tivdok. Omale lo tivdok. So the Gemara says, "V'tivdok u'mabakach." This is the third line down from the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Im kain ye libo nokfo uporich. And let's find the poet. The Gemara comes to a very clear opinion that nobody seems to question that opinion, that we do not encourage a woman to make a bedika before tashmish. And the Mepharshim are hard pressed to understand how to reconcile that sugya with Rabbeinu Chananel, who says that you do require a bedika before tashmish. And they want to suggest, which the Rashba vehemently opposes, that maybe the Gemara is talking about an Isha Sheh Yesh Lav Veses. And since she's an Isha Sheh Yesh Lav Veses, therefore she doesn't require Bedika, and we should discourage a Bedika. Rabbeinu Chananel, on the other hand, is clearly talking in the context of Rab Chanina ben Antignos about an Isha Sheh Yesh Lav Veses, and therefore he encourages Bedika. The Rashba is vehemently opposed to this because there's no indication whatsoever in the sugya of Rav Zera and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph that we're discussing Dafka and Isha She Yesh La Veses. I mean, if that be the case, Rav Zera should have asked, you're asking me whether she makes make a Medika. Well, what is her status? And he should made that qualification that if she's an Isha She Ein La Veses, then she does. Not only is she recommended or admired by doing a bedika, but she's required to do the bedika. Why? What? comes along with Chavos Das and he says, I can make the Rashba happy, and I can make Rabbeinu Chananel happy, and I can make the Ravid happy. How is that? That when the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis says that let's not encourage a bedika, the Gemara is referring to the bedika with the hey hayidia, the bedika of Mila, the bedika of Chorin Ustakim, and that the Gemara says is something that should be left out. It should be discouraged because that's going to lead to Chorin Ustakim. Why? Why is she making such a thorough bedika? Which classically, that thorough bedika is required when she has some sort of late asas sofek. I'll give you an example. Let's take the case, which for some reason the Rashba did not address, but I think it's muchach in my humble opinion. What about the case of a woman who has a veses and a veses passes? Well, her hazaka is now changed because we now assume, even if the old Vestos de Rabbana, which we discussed a great length, that her chazok has changed, and now the chazok is that she's going to see. And if that be the case, she needs a full-fledged b'dika l'baila. That's the kind of situation that Rav Zera had in mind when he said, wait a minute, you're going to require her to do a full-fledged b'dika, as if to say a chazok has changed. Why would she do such a b'dika? And the answer is going to be, because she apparently felt something that's a little bit suspicious. So he's going to be libo nachfo. If on the other hand, that's the Chavos Das' brilliant breakthrough here, if you're going to require as a standard practice, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, at least in the case of Meisha Shein Leveses, a bedika koldehu, that's not going to lead to libo nachfo. That's kind of a standard bedika that applies umetum, meaning even in a case where she has a cheskas tara, even in a case where we don't think that, well, the day of Hephaestus has passed and therefore wait, she's going to see or anything like that. It's just a halachic, mechanical requirement to do a maisa bedika koldu, which is called kinuach, and it's not Chorin Ustakim. Is Memela Ravosai, the kasha that everybody raises, the objection to Rabbeinu Chananel, how can Rabbeinu Chananel encourage, in the case of Ein Leveses, a Bedika Korim Tashmish, when the Gemara says, let's discourage it, Shalote Libo Nakfo? The answer is, the Gemara there is discussing a full-fledged Bedika. And whenever you see the word Bedika, Rashi always assumes it means Bedikas Chorin Ustakim. Whether it's Litaros, because that requires a full-fledged bedika, that's what we call Pekida, and that's the Gemara Daf Hey of Shmuel. Whether it's a case of bedika Zava, which is a case, again, let's just review, of Hefsek Taro or Zainikim. Whether it's a bedika of an Isha Sheishla Vesas, whose Vesas passes. All those cases require a full-fledged bedika. Rabbi Nechananel's Chumrah was a bedika Kolduhu. Rabbi Nechananel was not saying that she needs a full-fledged bedika, because after all, kol abayla ain't a tzricha bedika, as we said many times. Ella, what Rabbi Nechananel is worried about, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, okay, that's an isha shia ein lo veses, and we're going to require some sort of pre-tashmish bedika just to make sure that everything's okay, because she doesn't have a veses. But for that bedika, says the Chavos Das, based on the Ravid, we don't require Chorin Ustok. And I, the Gemara says Libo Nakfo, that's the real bedika if she were to make a real bedika. That we have to discourage, because she would only make a real bedika when there's some sort of chazaka that she's going to see. Or alternatively, and again for that we'd have to learn the first sugya in Nida, that we treat taros as if they were suffic, meaning when it comes to taros and a woman is osekas petaros, the halacha becomes very strict. That's a takana that we made in order to guarantee that there's no truma tmeya going on over here, and therefore we're going to consider every case of a woman who has contact with taros as a woman who might be suffic, she might be metami the taros, and therefore we're going to require bedika letaros. Correct? And what's a bedika letaros? Number one, a bedika before she's osekas petaros. Then we're going to take that bedika, which is again the bedika with a hey ayidia of chorin ustakim, and migu deboy bedika letaros, be a boy bedika lebesa. But if she's not osekas petaros, says Rabbeinu Chananel, she needs a quasi bedika, an imitation bedika. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, says the Chavos Das, what does Rabbeinu Chananel have in mind? this bedika which we call kinuach, which is only an external bedika, that's not going to lead to a situation of libo nokfo, because that's not a real bedika in the sense that it is motzi midin safek, when there's a real safek doraisa, when there's a real cheskas tuma, or in the case of taras, and that's number one.
Let
me just finish up the Chavos Das. So the Chavos Das now wants to go a step further, and he wants to say the following very beautifully. He says, in the context of Rabbeinu Chananel, we have l'chora a problem. And Rashi, although he doesn't name Rabbeinu Chananel, he rejects Rabbeinu Chananel. And why is that? Because the Gemara over and over again quotes Shmuel as saying that kol l'baila eina tzricha v'dika. And mistimas lishono, it's apparently true, straight across the board, even in the case of an isha she'ein la veses. So how could you maintain, Rabbeinu Chananel, that an isha labayla needs bedika in the case of an ein lavesis, when Shmuel repeats himself time after time that isha labayla doesn't need a bedika? Says the Chavos Das, when Shmuel makes the statement isha labayla in a tzricha bedika, that bedika is with a hey ayidia, says the Chavos Das. That's the real bedika. An isha labayla never, ever, ever requires the real bedika, meaning the bedika of a cheskas tuma, where we're really choshish that she's going to see, or maybe she saw already, and therefore she must do a thorough bedika b'charen u'stokin. That's never required labayla. That's only a taris issue. Ah, you'll ask me, so what about Rabbeinu Chananel? That was Rashi's cash against the Yistim of Farshi. How could Rabbeinu Chananel say that an Isha Labayla in the case of Ein Lavesis requires a Bedika? The answer is that's not a Stira, because Kol Labayla Ein Etzricha Bedika means what kind of Bedika? Chorin Ustakim, a serious Bedika, Lutamayla. See, in order to establish that she has a cheskas tara, we don't need that. The Mishnah says explicitly on Daf Tezvav, Kol Anoshim Becheskas Taro Levalan. Correct? Let's just make sure I'm not misquoting the Mishnah. Kol Anoshim Becheskas Taro Levalan. So you're going to tell me she needs a real bedika? No. That's what Shmuel tells me. Kol Lebaila Eina Tzricha Bedika. It's only a taris issue. So what does Rabbeinu Chananel mean? Rabbeinu Chananel means that we have a problem. Because on the one hand, Shmuel says, Kol Lebaila Eina Tzricha Bedika. But on the other hand, Rabbeinu Chananel says, what about the fact that there's a version of Shmuel that paskins like Rab Chanina Ben Antignos? The answer is Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is not a stira. He's talking about a different kind of bedika. He's talking about a bedika of what we call kolduhu of kinuach, in order to be matir an isha labayla if she has no veses. That's the kinuach. Oh. Where does the problem arise? Well, what about an isha sheyesh la veses? Does she need kinuach? Does she need some sort of bedika called to a minimal bedika labayla? And the answer is no, for two reasons. Here's the Chavos Das. Reason number one is because kol labayla in etzricha bedika, but that only tells me she doesn't need the real bedika. How do I know she doesn't need at least the kinuach bedika? The answer is because Rab Chanina ben Dosa was only talking about what kind of an isha shein lavesis. That's where it requires some sort of quasi bedika, what we call a bedika called lebaila. Ah, that's only in an isha shein lavesis. But in an isha sheyesh lavesis, she doesn't need a bedika at all. And how does the Chavos Das prove this? Beautiful proof. The Gemara tells us that in the case of an isha sheyesh laveses, an isha sheyesh laveses, she's muteres labayla afilu yeshena. Let's see that Gemara inside. That's on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah, we're really tied together now. A lot of sugyas, and if the shiur is successful, we'll tie in a whole bunch of sugyas today. The Gemara says, it's about 15 lines up before the end of the Amud. right? It says Isha Shein Lo Veses Asur L'Shamish Ad Shetivdok, and that's a statement in the name of Shmuel by Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah. Only Rabbi Zeril Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah Ein Lo Veses Boy Vedika Yesh Lo Veses Lo Boy Vedika. We have a principle that kol abayla einat tzricha bedika. So what are you telling me, that if she's a yesh la vesa, she needs a bedika? And the Gemara says it all depends upon the case of yeshena. And the Gemara says that if she's an isha she yesh la veses, then the Gemara says yeshena lo boy bedika, that even if she's asleep, she doesn't need a bedika. Says the Chavos Das, if she's asleep and she doesn't need a bedika, what does Gemara have in mind? Which bedika of the two classifications of bedika does Gemara have in mind?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, because she's what? She's Yeshena. Oh, beautiful, says the Chavos Das. With regard to an Isha She'ein Lo Veses, I'm sorry, start again. With regard to an Isha She'ein Lo Veses, what the Gemara is excluding, is eliminating, is any bedika whatsoever. Not even a bedika sheyesh ba kolduhu of kinua. With regard to yesh la veses, with regard to ein la veses, there the Gemara says we have to upgrade it by one level, and that's to the din of bedika kolduhu, which is kinua, which is the ravid shita that a bedika labayla kodim tashmish has to be nothing more than a bedika kolduhu. It comes out according to the Chavos Das that we have three different levels. We have the level of a woman who's litaros, or alternatively a woman who has a cheskas tumah, which means that she's a yesh la veses and her veses passes, or she's already had a re'iyah and she needs now to get from the state of zava to the state of tahora, and therefore she's got bedikas zava of number one, hefsik tahara, or number two, bedikas zayin. All that requires a bedikas chorin ustakin. On the other extreme, on the other end of the polar, the polar end of the spectrum, we have the case of an isha sheyesh la veses. An isha sheyesh la veses doesn't require bedika at all. Then we have the middle category, which I call the Beit HaShemashes category, the Twilight Zone, which is the compromise shita, and that's the case according to Rabbeinu Hananel of an isha she'en la veses. But what bedika does she require? She still has a cheskas tahara, and cheskas tahara is called nashim. That means you don't need the bedika of Chorinu Stokim, sorry, I apologize, but you do need the bedika of Kinuach. And that's where Rabbeinu Hananel comes up with his bedika of Kodem, Kodem Tashmish. So I'm ready now for the Aruch HaShulchan's bomb cash. But first, Yechiel, the floor is yours.
I was going to ask a question. When we're talking about the case where Isha, who's the second Patyrus, has to do a bedika of the baila, and that would be just a kinuach type of bedika.
In labaila or lataris? Which case?
Well, oh, no.
I'm sorry, just to repeat your question. Sorry, I have to be focused. You know.
A woman lebeso, we said earlier, maybe now we've already changed that, because earlier that a woman lebeso has to do bedika. And we're talking about a case where she only has the bedika of kinuach, but we're talking about a case where she's osek b'taros.
No, it can't be taros, because if it's taros, then we require bedika. And when stam bedika, you know, whenever you see the word bedika in mesechta, the mesechta nida, it means chorin ustakin. Rashi will always pipe up and tell you it's chorin ustakin. If it's labaila and she's not osekas b'taros, then it all depends. If you're going like Shitas Rashi and the Shach Paschal Rashi, as we discussed at great length, then she doesn't require bedika at all, even if she's an Eilat Veses. If you're going with the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Hananel, which is based on the Yisrael Mepharshi, then in the case of Eilat Veses, she needs a bedika. Comes along the Chavos Das based on this Ravid, and he says, what kind of bedika does she need? She only needs that superficial bedika of Kaldahu, because again, she is in a category of a cheskas tahara. True, you're a little bit nervous about it because you never know what's going to bring on the onset of anidas. She's ela veses, you know, it could be anything in the world. So therefore require a bedikas kinuach. But again, Rabosai, when the Gemara says, this is the punchline on Daf Hey, that since she's mimaheres, mimaheres lebesa, therefore she doesn't do a bedika b'charen u'stakim, Are we penalizing her? No, let me use a different word. Are we accusing her of being a poshas? Was she guilty of not living up to the standards of and the demands of Bedika? Counseling the Ravid? And he says no. Because Labaila, since she has a Cheskes Tara, she doesn't need a Bedika. It's only this new category of a superficial Bedika. That means it's not a Pekida as far as Taros are concerned. Meaning, if we want to establish that yesterday she was Osekas Petaros, what's the status of those Taros? Then that Bedika, with which she actually fulfilled her responsibility, Labaila, to be Mati, to be Labaila, with a superficial Bedika Kolbu, that can't serve as what? As a Pekida as far as Sufik Taros are concerned.
So the Gemara of Rabbi Zeira, where he holds that we don't lose chayra because libo nukfo.
Right. We discourage v'dika.
Yeah, we're definitely talking a case where it's not the haros. Because if it's the haros, you would say do a
right. Correct.
Libo nukfo,
correct. And a Baal does not have to get nervous about v'dikas l'taros, because the Baal understands that has nothing to do with her hargasha. It has nothing to do with the fact that all of a sudden she thinks maybe I am an Edom, I am not. Those are standard required v'dikas for the sake of taros. In Taras, we upgrade. It's a little bit similar to a sugya I'm teaching here on Wednesday nights in Ksubas. It's called My Loss of Yuchsin. And that means that according to Rabbi Yeshua the Tana, even if you have a Sfex faker, we're going to still asser her to a Kohen. We don't know if she had beer at all, and even if she had beer, maybe she had a beer with a kosher. But, you know, when it comes to Kahuna, the whole system breaks down. It's called Maila Asuv Yuchsin. Here too, in Taras, we have Maila Asuv Taras. We're very nervous about the status of Truma that shouldn't become Truma Tmeya. And therefore, we're going to require a Bedika as if she has no Cheskes Tara. What is the Bedika with the Hei Ayudia without a Cheskes Tara? That's going to be Bechor Nustok. We're not going to allow a woman who made a superficial bedika to calm us down about Taras that she came in contact with. But as far as Labaila is concerned, says the Ravid, she did 100% of what she had to do, and that is she did a bedika koldo. That's all she was required to do because she has a cheskes tara. Kauzel and chavas das. And he says that even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, who requires a bedika kodim tashmish, in the case of Ein Lo Vesis, that's only a Bedika Koldu, that's not the Bedika of the real McCoy Bedika of Chorin Ustaka, that's not the Bedika of Libo Nakfo. She still has a Cheskas Tara, even though she's Ein Lo Vesis, it's going to be Labaila, this superficial Bedika of Daf Hei of an Aleph of Memaheres Mehuma Lebes. The Rashba himself rejects the right. He thinks that when the Gemara says Mitok Shehi Mahuma Labesa, it means that she's not really living up to the standards of Halacha. And therefore, he says, the Ravid says, and he quotes the Ramban, that this Bedika Labaila has to be the real Bedika, and that's got to be Becharin Ustokin, she's Mamaharis Labaila. Okay, so that's a Pshi on her part. But nevertheless, the real Bedika that she requires is going to be a Bedika Aschorin Ustokim. And then when it comes to Rabbeinu Chananel, I mean, again, the Rashba doesn't address Rabbeinu Chananel, but, you know, it's going to be a little bit disappointing when we get to Rabbeinu Chananel that all the opportunities that we had open for us are all now closed. Why does the Aruch HaShulchan object to the Chavas Das? And the answer is as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan, and if you want to make a note of it, you'll see it here at the beginning of Kuf Pei Vav. It's not on your page, but he is bothered by the following simple problem. The Gemara on Daf Hei is talking about an Isha Shosekes Petaros. Maybe you feel this is what you had in mind, right? Because the Gemara wants to know whether her Bedika suffices as a Pekida, Legabi Taris, that she was Osekes with before Labafreya, or not. Obviously, then, we're talking about a situation of Osekes Petaros. Comes along the Chavas Das, and he says on that Gemara, Hadaf Hey, we're going to establish a new category of Bedika, which is a Bedika called the Who. I don't get it. The Chavas Das wants to use the sugya on Daf Hey for a case of a woman who's not Osekes Petaros, when the Gemara is explicitly talking about a case of an Isha Shol Sekas Pintaris. Otherwise, the whole question of Pekido or not Pekido is totally academic. So let me just read to you the language of the Aruch HaShulchan. He says the following. He says, Yesh la'ayin ala chavas das. Sharei arayvid atzmo bolifareish. The source in the chavas das for this new bedika is the Ravid. The Ravid himself is bolifareish. It's a gemara b'daf hey. V'shomari mayri v'isha shasuka v'taros. V'afilu hochi. Says the Ravid, Sagi Bekinuach. In the Chavas Das's whole premise is that if she's Osekes Petaros, then she needs a Bedikas Chorinu Stokim. Now keep in mind, Rabosai, the Migu, don't forget the Migu. The Migu always tells me that if she's Osekes Petaros, then Mitoch, since she requires a Bedikal Etaros, they were Mesakin a Bedikal Abaila. Comes along the Chavas Das and he says the Bedikal Abaila is going to be Kinuach. Based on this Ravid. But that's not true, because the Gemara itself that the Ravid is talking about a case of Osekas Petaros. And if Osekas Petaros, according to the Chavas Das, requires the real, bona fide, full-fledged Bedika, then through the mechanism of Migu, Labailo also should require the full-fledged 100%, Bedika of Chorin Ustokim. So basically, just to reformulate the Aruch HaShulchan's Kasha, how could the Chavas Das accept the Bedikas Chorin Ustok, the Bedikas Kinuach of the Bedikas Koldehu as a valid Bedika on Daf Heyam and Aleph, when he himself, the Chavas Das, admits that Litaros, the Bedika that's required is the Bedikas Chorin Ustokim and Kinuach is not sufficient. And the Gemara Daf Hey is explicitly addressing the case of a Bedika Litaros, questioning whether her Bedika, when she's Muhumemes Levesa, should function as a Pekido, or should not function as a Pekido. Well, the Chavas Das says in such a case, you would require through the Migu a full-fledged Bedika, the Bedika that's necessary for Taros, right? Because again, as we said before, we don't apply the Cheskes Taro when it comes to Truma and Taros. And now you're telling me, based on the Ravid, that a Bedikas Kinuach is sufficient. The Ravid is talking about the Gemara on Daf Hey. And the Gemara on Daf Hey is talking about a case of Osekas Petaros. So the Chavas Das is really in trouble. Now, as far as the Rashba is concerned, let me reiterate that the Rashba's opinion is that a Bedika Labaila requires Chorin Ustokim. Correct? And that which the Gemara says on Daf Hey, that she's not making a Bedika Bechorin Ustokim, that's because she's a Poshas. And she's in such a rush that she doesn't do an adequate bedika. She's mehuma lebesa tifsha velo tivdok kiddin. So the only last point I want to add to this, I don't know if you got this summary of daf on page 8. And it doesn't matter whether you did or you didn't really right now. But at the end of number Beis, he quotes a Tosfos HaRosh. And I don't know why the Tosa Rush on Nida is not on the shelves here. We have every other volume of the Tosa Rush. And the Tosa Rush on Daf Hey accepts the Rashba, and he says that the reason why the Rashba has to be correct is because whenever you see the word Bedika in Shas, Rashi always says that Bedika means Bechorin Ustokim. And if you take a look on Daf Hey, the Gemara is talking about Bedika. And the Gemara is questioning in the name of Shmuel whether Bedika reaches the standard of Pekida or it falls shy of Pekida. And therefore, it must be that whenever the Halacha requires Bedika, like for example, Bedika Labaila, and that's certainly true when she's Osekas Petaros, or according to Rabbi Chananel, even if she's not Osekas Petaros, according to the Rif during the first three Tashmishim after marriage, you're going to always require Bedika. The word Bedika means Bedikas Chorin Ustokim. And therefore the Tosa Rosh comes to the exact conclusion, the identical conclusion as the Rashba, that if the Gemara says Mehumemes Lebesa, she cannot rely on that Bedika as a Pekida, it's because she did not fulfill her responsibility of a bedika labayla, which is charenu stakim. Says the Tosa Rush, when the Gemara wants to indicate that a bedika's charenu stakim is not necessary, it will utilize, it will employ the word kinuach. The Gemara does not use the word kinuach on daf hey. So again, just to summarize, we have two really different approaches to the Gemara on daf hey. One approach is the Ravid's approach, and the Ravid says that when the Gemara says on daf hey that she's mehuma lebesa, it means that all she has to do, all she's required to do, is this bedika kaldu of kinuach, and that's lebesa because she's not an osekas pitaros. Whereas the Rashba says no, bedika lebailo, whenever it's required, whether it's she's osekas lataros or in those different cases like Rabbeinu Chananel's situation, a Leveses, or the Rif situation where she has to establish that she's not a roa dam machmas tashmish, in all the above, we require, according to the Rashba, a real full-fledged bedika. Bedika lebailo means charenu stakin. The Gemara here on Daf Hei is talking about a case of a woman who is not doing an adequate bedika. Okay, Rabbi, so now we have a Mishnah on Daf Hezan. This Mishnah is the Mishnah that I promised you that B'li Neder we would get to. And the Mishnah records a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So let's take a look at the Mishnah itself. We know that there's a takonis chachamim that a woman needs bedika, and that bedika is l'tashmish before tashmish, that's called lifnei tashmish, and li'achar tashmish. Again, I'm not going into the machlokas rishonim about what the situation is. Is she osekas pitaros? Is she not osekas pitaros? Let's assume, if we take this Mishnah in a halachic context, meaning halacha l'maisa from the perspective of Shulchan Aruch, that we're talking about even if she's not osekas pitaros. And therefore in contemporary halacha, this Mishnah will be relevant. Because we're talking about an isha shemeshameshes labayla, and therefore she needs a bedika. Presumably she needs bedika kodem tashmish, and another bedika liachar tashmish. And again, in all its various permutations, whether it's a loveses, whether it's a case of a yesh loveses but a veses passed, whether it's a case of the first three tashmishim after marriage, etc., etc. Beit Shammai Omrim. What's the case in this Mishnah? A woman is having many tashmishim belaila echad. Is Beit Shammai Omrim? Beit Shammai Omrim. Tzricha shnei edim al kol tashmish v'tashmish. In other words, she needs a bedika before tashmish and after tashmish for each occasion of tashmish. Okay? Alternatively, just one second. Before we get to the alternatively, otis shamish l'oran ner, let's talk about the requirement not of bedika, but rather of what we call histaklus bebedika, meaning at what point is she required to check the bedika, to check the aid? Does she have to check the aid after every tashmish? Well, if it's dark at night and there's no source of light, then that's going to be very difficult. That's virtually impossible. So here's a woman who's making many bedikas, and each one of those bedikas are required. They're absolutely required according to Beit Shammai.
She can't see what's there.
But she can't see what's there. So when is she going to check these bedikas? Only in the morning. Only tomorrow morning. Teshamesh li'or haneh. The other opportunity is that after each tashmish, she's going to actually check the aid. And how is she going to get light? So she has the Oraner as light. But if there's no Oraner, then lo tachzort v'tivdok bi'osan aid. So let's understand. Can she use the same aid over and over again, multiple times on the same night? So the answer is yes, but a qualified yes. If she's being mishamesh li'or haner, right? And then she could make a bedika liyaran there. So if that be the case, then after each tashmish, she could be bodekes the aid liyaran there, and then she could reuse the same aid for the next bedika. However, if she doesn't have, and she cannot avail herself of an aran there, so then Beit Shammai is going to require a new aid, meaning an aid naki, a different aid for each tashmish. And again, what that means before tashmish and after tashmish, so we'll get to that in Mirtz Hashem, B'li Neder in Tosfos. Ubeisil Omrim, Daya B'Shneidim Kol Alayla, meaning even if she doesn't have an aron there, and even if she's not being bodekes after each tashmish, it doesn't matter. She could reuse the same aid lifnei tashmish, meaning before the first tashmish, and she could keep using it until the last tashmish, and she will check this aid tomorrow to the sunlight. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah, but Rashi adds a different point here. Rashi, the last Rashi on Daf Tezayin of Rav, says the following: Daya b'shnei edim kol alayla, echad lifnei tashmish rishon, the echad li achar tashmish achra, the afal gav dimishameshes v'lo yoda ichazoy beini ubeini, is bein lebeit shamay bein lebeit silel lo ichpaslan, do lo hutzuchu livdok ella lechomer taros. So this is Rashi Lishitoso, that Rashi holds that the real requirement of bdika, which means to check and then look at the aid and determine whether it's dominant, that only applies litaros. However, if it's not litaros, then Rashi says, although she needs a bdika labaila through migu, right, migu de boy litaros boy lebesa, but that's only a chumra, Rashi says. If you take a look, Rashi says, delo hutzuchu livdok ella lechumras taros, which I think means machmas chumras taros. And if it's machmas chumras taros, then she's not required to be bodekes each aid. However, Beit Shammai insists that in order for this bedika to be meaningful, machmas chumras taros, if she's not going to check the bedika after the tashmish because she doesn't have the oraner to take advantage of, then chod she should use another aid for each bedika. That's what we have so far. Okay, now Rabosai, we're going to turn to try to get a little more of a grasp in the sugya to Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. And on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Zera and Rava. So if you'll count down 14 lines from the top of Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, you'll see Omar Rabbi Zera. Omar Rabbi Zera, mi divrei kulam nilmad, in other words, kulam means both Beit Shammai and Beit Sila, we should derive a conclusion. Bal nefesh lo yivol v'yishana. What does this mean? Again, I'm going to assume now, again, before we see the Rambam, that the phrase Bal Nefesh means someone who wants to go above and beyond the letter of the law. This is not a requirement. So basically, Rabbi Zera is saying that if a person is having Be'ilah many times, Be'oso Laila, then he should avoid doing so without a bedika between one tashmish and the other tashmish. And that doesn't sound like Rashi, because if you remember, Rashi spoke about a bedika before the first tashmish and another bedika after the last tashmish. And all the tashmishes in the middle are covered by the bedika before, the bedika Rishon and the bedika Lachrona. But Rabbi Zera might be saying, according to Rashi, that that's true mi'ikar adin. But, you know, even though Beis Hillel does not require a bedika for each one of the tashmishim, nevertheless, since he does require a bedika after the last tashmish, apparently he's worried that she might have seen dam as a result of the last tashmish, and therefore a person who's a bal nefesh, says Rabbi Zeira, a chassid, who's afraid of any kind of a suffix isur, should be machmir to be bodek before tashmish in order to establish that she wasn't a roed dam machmas tashmish. So yeshlo lahachmir velivdok lifnei kol tashmish, to make sure that she didn't see dam after the previous tashmish. So in other words, even though according to the technical strict letter of the law, she doesn't have to assume the possibility that she may have seen dam liachar tashmish, and therefore she can have another tashmish without a bedika, right? Because again, we're going now with Rashi's sheet that she only needs bedika before the first tashmish and after the last tashmish. So none of the other tashmishim other than the first one had a bedika before tashmish, and each tashmish was subsequent to a previous tashmish. If we should be worried about the possibility that she saw dam as a result of the previous tashmish, then she should be bodekas before the subsequent tashmish. Now, how does Rabbi Zeira know that in fact we should be worried about the fact that she may have seen dam machmas tashmish? From the fact that Beisil requires a bedika liachar tashmish ha'achron. That itself is proof positive that we're choshesh for dam machmas tashmish. And therefore, says Rabbi Zeira, a woman who is a chassida, right? She's a, or he should require from his wife, if he's a bal nefesh, a chassid, a bedika before each tashmish. Rava Amar Boel Vishone. Rava says that a person could have subsequent be'ilos without a bedika before them. Ay kitanya ahilitaros, and that which we see that a woman is required a bedika liachar tashmish, that's only for an isha shazosekes vitaros. But as far as Bila is concerned, there's no chashash of shema rasa machmas tashmish. So there are both sides. What Rav is saying, and the question is, we usually paskin like Rav against Rav Zera, that's we'll see in the Mefarshim, is that this whole requirement of being choshesh that maybe as a result of the tashmish she saw dam, that's only because she's an osekas pitaros. And she has to be absolutely certain that when she's osekas pitaros, she's not tmeya, and if she had dam machmas tashmish, she is tmeya. And therefore the requirement of Beisil of a bedika liachar tashmish, again, which means liachar tashmish ha'achron, is a separate chumrah in taros, but it has no application to a woman lebaila without taros, and therefore, Rava says that there's no reason to, no justification to encourage a bal nefesh to require a bedika before each tashmish, which means after each previous tashmish. It comes out that if we paskin like Rava, this whole discussion about a bedika liachar tashmish, which means that before each tashmish there should be a requirement of bedika, it's all irrelevant because in contemporary times we don't have osekes betaros. However, Abosa, if you take a look at Tosfos, which begins on Daf Tezvav, I'm sorry, Tezayin Amid Aleph, and continues on to Tezayin Amid Beis, he quotes the Rashbam on the third line on Tezayin Amid Beis, and he says the following: whereas Rashi holds bedika achas kodim tashmish, which means the first tashmish, and a second bedika liachar tashmish ha'achron, the Rashbam says that according to Beis Hillel, we need bedikos after tashmish on all tashmish, on kol tashmish. The only thing that Beis Hillel was makil about is not that we don't require bedika after each tashmish, but that Beis Hillel says she doesn't have to check it until tomorrow. And what that means, as we saw before, that she can use the same aid before tashmish and on after tashmish on each occasion. Beis Hillel, according to the Rashbam, never alleviated the requirement of bedikos before each tashmish, which means liachar tashmish, Correct? Right? Again, before this Tashmish, which is Liacha, the previous Tashmish. No. Says the Rashbam, that's not so. Even according to Beis Hillel, we require Bedikos, but not with new Edim, but with old Edim. And that means that after each Tashmish, she's going to require a Bedika. And when will she actually check the aid? That's only Lamachar. Now again, this sheet of the Rashbam raises the following, you know, the eyebrows have to go up over here, because it's very strange. If we're worried about Bedika, if we're worried about Damachmas Tashmish, and therefore she has to make a Bedika before each Tashmish, then how can she wait to check the aid until tomorrow? I mean, what have you gained over here? You want to know if, you know, so the answer is going to be, as we saw in Rabbi Zeira, that this is only a requirement because of Taros. In other words, the Migu kicks in over here, that since we're requiring Bedikas L'Taros, we're requiring Bedikas L'Baila. So the Bedikas L'Baila will require after each Tashmish, because as far as Taros are concerned, we're going to have to be choshes that maybe she had a Re'iyas Na Machmas Tashmish. So before each Tashmish, we're going to have to activate the Bedika L'Taros Halacha that requires not only Bedika before she's actually physically Osekas B'Tashmish, but also before she has Tashmish. However, she's not going to be Osekas B'Tashmish until when? Until the next day, until the morning. So therefore, she only has to clarify that she is Tahora L'Machar, and that's when she's going to look at the aid. That's how it works according to Beis Hillel. And according to the Rashbam, let's learn the Gemara of Rav Zeira and Rofa. According to Rav Zeira, Bal Nefesh Lo Yivol V'Yishana. In other words, according to Rav Zeira, a Bal Nefesh should not rely on the Kula of Beis Hillel, that Belaila Echad, one night, she can have many Tashmishim without Bedikos. Again, that's before the Rashbam, right? She can have many Bedikos, many Tashmishim without Bedikos. And not only that, Beis Hillel says she doesn't have to be Bodekes the Edim, which according to Beit Shammai, she's going to have to do in one of two ways, either Lara Ner or by switching the aid from one aid to another. Rav on the other hand disagrees, and he says Ki Tanya Ahi L'Taros, meaning that there's no real chashash, but rather, as far as the Chumer of Taros is concerned, we require Bedika. And therefore, L'Baila, we can be Mekil, and it can be Boel, and it can be Mishane, and it can be Boel again, and there's no need for multiple Bedikos. That's all according to Rashi. Now, Tosus explains that Rav Zeira himself is also Moda, that the Bedikos are because of the Chumra of Asuka Mitaros. Just that Rav Zeira holds that a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir on himself, Levaila, right? Even for Tashmish Levaila, regardless of or independent of Taros. And Rava holds that Levaila, she doesn't have to be Choshesh at all. And now it comes out that this, if we paskin halacha like Rava, this whole sugya is only L'Taros. And both Rashi and Tosfos would maintain that there's no nafkamina bizman hazeh to this Mishnah. That's all before the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet Milchus Yisurei Bi Halacha Yud Zayin, says la'halacha l'maisa, that this whole sugya bedikos is bein l'taros and bein l'baila, it's all relevant l'alocha l'baila, and therefore l'dina, any woman who's mishameshes bebediko, it has to be mishameshes bedikos, and the Rambam therefore paskins that with regard to Beis Hillel, l'dina, belaila achas, we can be mekil, and she doesn't have to be bodekes the edim, between each bia and bia, she can leave them until tomorrow and check them out. Says the Kesef Mishnah that what the Rama means is he's paskin like Rav Zeira against Rava. And even though Rabbi Zeira only says Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmo, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rama understood that means Midina, not Midas Chassid. So there are two Chidushim here in the Rambam which are both very difficult according to Kesef Mishnah. Number one, that we paskin like Rav Zeira against Rava. and that means that she should have a bedika before each tashmish. And number two, that when we paskin like Rav Zera, that's meikar adin, and the Rambam is going to require bedikos now belaila achas before each bia. Although again, the kula beisilul is that she doesn't have to check these bedikos until the morning. But nevertheless, this is a requirement, and it's not bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo. So what I want to do to end the shiur, did anybody get page 9? There's a very interesting Ramah here with the Sidrei Tara on the bottom of page 9. You have that?
Yeah.
We gave it out last week. So in number Tess, he quotes the Ramah in Kuf Pei Vav Siv Beis. The Ramah quotes the Rambam, and it sounds like he's poskening like the Rambam. And the question is, there are two questions which the Sidrei Tara raises on the Ramah. Number one, Afal Pisha Hikil Inyan Bidikas Edim is Achar Tashmish. In other words, even though the Ramah, like the Rama before him, allows you to postpone the Bidikas Edim until the morning, nevertheless, as far as Bidika is concerned, she has to make a Bidika before Tashmish. She won't check that aid until the morning. The Ramah doesn't mention a word one way or the other about bedika kodem tashmish. Is that bedika a requirement? And if it is, when does she check that bedika? So that's point number one that's unclear in the Ramah. Number two, the truth of the matter is that the Rambam in the Sugya says that Isha Labayla, the Rambam holds, needs bedika against Rava. But you know what? According to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chanan that we discussed at great length, you could say that the sugya is referring to an Isha She'en La Veses. And therefore, even though we're not talking about Taharos, she requires a bedika kodim tashmish. But if you hold like Rashi, and Tosus apparently holds like Rashi, that the only requirement of bedika labayla is only le'inyan taros through the migu, and if that be the case, when you get to an isha sheish laveses, then there's no requirement of bedika bizman hazeh, then what's the Ramah talking about? The Ramah must be accepting the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh in a case of an isha sheim laveses, and she needs bedika before tashmish and after tashmish midina, again based on this Ramah who's based on the Rambam. If that be the case, then lechora, all these kulas that we found here, that she doesn't check the aid until tomorrow, I mean, that makes sense if you're talking about an isha shosekes bitaros, which is relevant to that period of time. And therefore, well, she's not going to be on second spitaris till the morning, so why does she have to check the eight at night? But if the Ramah is quoting this La Halacha in contemporary life, where she's not on second spitaris, and yet he's requiring me, Ikar Adin, that she has to make these bedikas before Tashmish and after Tashmish, if that's what the din requires, then what meaning does this bedika have if she's not going to check the bedika? She's going to have one bedika, one Tashmish after the other subsequently, and you're worried that she had Dam Machmas Tashmish, so what good is this perfunctory or mechanical bedika when she's not even going to check the aid until tomorrow, and now she's going to have another Tashmish? So this is all very, very strange. So what I want to cover next time, believe neither, it's not for today, is the Chavos Das. Now the Chavos Das that we did today was Sifkot and Aleph in Kuf Pei Vav. The Chavos Das that we want to do in Mirtz Hashem on Yom Revi'i is Sifkot and Beis. Now the Chavos Das splits into two parts. There's the top part and then there's the Biurim on the bottom. So the one that we want to do, the Chavos Das Sifkot and Beis, is in the Biurim. And he's going to try to explain what the bedika before Tashmish is all about, what the bedika liachar Tashmish, and to make some sense out of the Pesach and the Ramah Bizman Hazeh, even though we don't have Osekes Bitaros, and even though she's not even going to be Bodekes until the morning. So what exactly is she gaining by these bedikos? So Bli Neder, that's what we want to pick up on Yom Revi'i. And we'll end the shiur right here. I think we did an adequate job on the Rashba, the Raivid, and the Chavastas, and Sivkot Nalev, and an introduction to the Mishnah Beisil Beit Shammai on Daf Tezayin, Rav Zera, Rava, leading up to the Rama, which is based on the Rambam, and Mitzvah Hashem. We'll pick that up in the next shiur. Okay then? Shkaf. Okay.